You see, all of those things of the authority of Jesus are unique to Him. He is the sinless one. In John 1, He is the Word made flesh and the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In John 10, verse 30, He says that He and the Father are one. He's one with Yahweh. He's one with the Lord God Almighty. In John chapter 10, He says He's the good shepherd who lays down His life for His sheep. You see the uniqueness of Jesus. The service that He's calling them to doesn't matter apart from His service. That's the key. You've got to understand what's foundational. His service is foundational, and it's the necessity on which all other hope rests. If the good shepherd doesn't lay down His life for the sheep, no one can follow and reflect His example because they have no hope. You see, what He's saying here is that if He does not stoop down and cleanse, none will be cleansed. Do you see that? You can try all of the good works you want. You can try all of the good deeds you want. They will not cleanse you. In fact, if they are not done through faith in Christ, they are not even acts of obedience, they are disobedience. We must get our minds around this. If He does not stoop down and cleanse, no one will be cleansed. Apart from Him coming to serve rather than to be served, everyone is just on their own creative pathway to hell. That's the reality.